Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our second reading from Revelation chapter 7. Well, you've been waiting a while. You've been looking and looking and have had no success. You want a new big screen TV. But you don't really want to pay too much for it. You're kind of waiting for some kind of sale that'll come by that'll really lower the prices enough so that, well, you might want to get one. And so while you're waiting for some kind of crazy sale, like, well, one that happened back in the day in Kansas City, there's a store there, known as BrandsMart, and that was an appliance and electronics store. And so they ran this sale. And the sale was this condition here, that on a Friday, if you bought, you know, merchandise, and or Saturday, if you bought merchandise over $399, and if on Sunday the Chiefs were playing the Chargers, if the Chiefs shut out the Chargers, meaning they didn't held the Chargers to no score at all, then your purchase would be free. People came in, and they bought, and they bought. Now, the next day, Chiefs played. And guess what? The Chiefs did shut out the Chargers 34-0. BrandsMart was held for the consequences of their sale. $425,000 worth of merchandise now became free. Well, back to reality. Here you are. You're hoping for a sale like that, but, well, after that, made national headlines, you don't find any stores doing that anymore. Nobody wants to pay that out. So you go out there and you get your paper on Sunday morning. By the way, there's a few of us who still do that. And you go out there and you start looking through the Sunday ads there, you know, and you see Best Buy. And it's like, oh, there's that TV. That TV that you want. It's on sale. And so now finally there, the prices have come down enough that it's like, yeah, you could go out there and get it. And now you're going to get that 4K high definition TV there that is so amazing that when you watch the news anchors there giving the news, you can now look at them and count all the freckles on their face. That's how sharp the picture is. And you're thinking, this is great. I can finally get it. But the trouble is, the size TV that you want, if you were to buy it, you couldn't get it in your car. It's too big. So you have to sit there and think, like, well, who's got a pickup truck? You know, one of your kids, neighbor, somebody. Anyhow, you give them a call, and it's like, hey, can I borrow your truck? So you go get their truck, and you go there and buy your TV. You put it in, and you bring it home. And sure enough, that picture is so amazing. You're sitting here thinking about how wonderful this is. You're in your recliner there. That screen is so large, it's as if you're right there in the show itself. And you're thinking, this is great. This is amazing. And to think that you went through all that trouble and expense so that your wife or your mom can watch the Hallmark Channel all day long on Mother's Day. How amazing a person you are. Well, that, my friends, is kind of the vantage point of John here in our second reading for today. Not that he's watching the Hallmark Channel there, but he's got something better. He's getting an amazing view. Now, think how old John is right now. He's an old man. There he is. He's probably the last living apostle at this point in time. And he's on the island of Patmos. It's a prison island. Now, he's there, as he says, that for the account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. That's why he's there, for talking about Jesus. And now he says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet. And after this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. There John is, stuck on that island there. But yet, here he has this HD vision there of heaven. Amazing. And what does he do? He looks around there and he sees a multitude. Now, typically when we think, it's like, well, you know, what's heaven going to be like? Well, there's going to be a multitude of angels up there. But what does John say? He says there's a multitude of people there. He sees a humongous number of people, so large that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages. They're not just people from the land of Judah. You see, the disciples are to go out there and preach the good news from, you know, right there, Jerusalem, and then Samaria and Judea, and out to the ends of the world. All those people in between, they're the ones who are there. They're the ones who have heard the word. Now, who are they standing before? Before the Lamb. They're standing before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Palm branches. When do we think about palm branches? Well, typically on Palm Sunday, right? Why did the people cut down the palm branches as Jesus was coming in? They were treating him like a king. There they are in heaven. They're waving their palm branches again. Why? Because he is the king. He is the king of kings. And they're treating him as such. Now, while John is there, someone comes up to him and says, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Yes, the great tribulation. Those last times, the times in which there will be false Christ and false prophets performing great signs and wonders, so much so that perhaps even the elect might be persuaded. When he's talking about the elect there, he's talking about believers, that they might be convinced of these false prophets that have come into the world. But those days, like then, are not any different than today. We too have false religions out there, false prophets, those who claim to be Jesus. All that kind of stuff. All that kind of stuff has been happening since Jesus ascended into heaven. And it's not going to stop, quite frankly, until he returns. But what's the most important point that John speaks about there? He talks about those who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. I've said this before, but ever wonder why pastors wear white robes? It's a reminder of what happens in our baptisms. There, we've been washed. It's Christ who died on the cross, who shed his blood. He's the one who makes us clean. And in turn, that promise then is given in our baptism, like it was given to Jack here this morning. For him, the promise of eternal life began today. Right there, forgiveness of sins was given to him. And that's the promise that we who believe have. That's ours now. You see, this whole business of Jesus coming is what it's all about. Our sin and the removal of our sins. And if you think about it, the removal of our sins costs us nothing. It cost Jesus everything. It cost him his life. Yet there is the Lamb. There's the Lamb standing there in front of the multitudes. But you see, that's where the real victory comes in. You see, Jesus rose from the grave alive. And because he is alive, we who believe in him will be alive too, worshiping the Lamb in heaven. And that is the hope that we have. You know, that promotion for that appliance store, an electronic store, Brandsmart, back in the day, well, my family and I, we were living in Topeka, Kansas at the time, and I remember reading about it. I remember reading about how all those people went in there on that Friday and Saturday to go in there and buy the most expensive thing they could afford. They ran up their credit cards. They got whatever cash they could so they could sit there and hope. Hope for a miracle. Because you see, if, you know, the Chargers, if they just scored anything at all, field goal, 3 points, safety, 2 points, touchdown, 6 points, whatever, then that would have just wiped out that sale promise. You see, the people there were indeed hoping for a miracle that would happen. Because the reality was that if they did score, the next day they're going to be taking all that stuff that they bought and taking it right back to the store and returning it. But they didn't have to. They got the best there was. John's vision for us this morning is the same. We're hoping for a miracle, yet our miracle is different. You see, the price was paid already for us. The price for our sins with Jesus' death on the cross and rising yet again, it's already been paid for. We don't have to hope for something that might happen. Our hope is in something that has already happened. It's ours. You see, one day we're going to be gathered up unto the Lord, and we're going to be counted amongst that multitude of believers there that John saw. And then we too, like those who were there, we will all be saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." We can look forward to that day through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God surpasses all human understanding. Guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.